Wisconsin wins here this afternoon, 74-53. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
74-53, your final as Wisconsin defeats Chicago State today. More of our Ford dealers, Wisconsin Ford dealers postgame shows coming up with Butchie's Breakdown back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
Born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
With the holidays around the corner, why not check the Badger fan in your life off the list early? Take advantage of Black Friday deals on Badger tickets and give the gift of an unforgettable experience with discounts on Badger men's and women's basketball, hockey, and wrestling tickets, and a winter full of exciting home matchups. There's something for every Badger fan. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to explore all the Badger Black Friday deals and to secure your seats. uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Chicago State this afternoon, 74-53. I'll step aside. Butchie gets to break it all down for us.
And there's a lot to break down. Some good, some bad, and some in between. But we'll talk mainly good here. All right?
It was the best of times. It was the worst.
It was.
Times.
And the sad part is you knew coming into this game that's what it was going to be. It just was one of those. I've played in a lot of them. Wisconsin's schedule a lot. Of them, why it's the one after Thanksgiving. You want to get going. You want to play a little bit. So Wisconsin, 26 points in the paint. I thought that was really good. 18 of 21 for the free throw line. That was really good. Again, that's what they're going to need to do in Big Ten play. That's what they're going to need to do during this stretch coming up in the schedule as well. Here's the best number, and it's something that we've started to see a trend with this Wisconsin team. 17 assists on 23 made field goals.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the number that when we talk about, and when you play better competition, when you're having that many assists to that many made field goals, it's telling me, number one, you're connected as a team. Even in a game like this, that's, you know, all over the place. But it also tells me that you've got belief within one another, and you're playing for one another. And like I said, especially in a game like this where Chicago State's playing so many different defenses, whether it's a press, whether it's a 1-3-1, whether it's a man, whether it's sometimes Chicago State didn't know what they were in.
Sometimes it's the old whatever defense.
It's the whatever defense. And there was some of that this afternoon.
Yes.
Still being able to share the ball at a high level like that gives me hope for what this team can still do. And they're showing people. I mean, I've seen it out there that, you know, this is a pleasant surprise from Wisconsin. Nobody was expecting this. Well, you got to watch this team a little bit more, and you can see exactly what they're capable of. And that 17 assists on 23 field goals, I think, is a great example of what they can do.
And then on the defensive end, we know Chicago State is a team that does not score well, does not shoot the ball well at all. But they felt like they stayed to the principles here.
Yeah, again, I think if Greg and staff wants to pick apart any part of the defense, they could find something.
Sure.
However, I think this is one of those film sessions that Greg and staff already has an area where they feel like they can get better. Mm-hmm. I think those are probably the clips that they pull. Show those. They don't necessarily show the clips of some of the other things that they've done wrong, knowing that those are not what they normally do.
Sure.
Kind of fits into this flow of this game a little bit.
Yeah, it makes sense. Badgers win it today, 74-53. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Check out a couple of Big Ten football games. It's getting a little tense in Columbus. How's that for a tease? We're back in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision, and the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal condition. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Dave Forrester and the Ad Council.
Our postgame coverage continues as the Badgers a winner here today, 74-53 over Chicago State. Two other Big Ten teams will be playing out in Vegas later this afternoon. You got Rutgers against Texas A&M. And then tonight, a fun one, I think you got unbeaten Oregon at 7-0 against ninth-ranked and 6-1 Alabama. A little football scoreboard update here, our Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. In the fourth quarter at Wrigley Field, Brett Bielema's Illinois Fighting Illini pulling away from Northwestern 38-20. That would get the Illini to 9-3, so a really nice year put together by Brett Bielema down there in Champaign. And they're in the final, about 2.5 minutes in Columbus. Michigan is in the red zone. Michigan and Ohio State tied at 10. I want to go out on a limb and say they're getting a little uptight down there in Buckeye Land.
Just a little. You think we're going to have an 8 overtime game?
That was pretty awesome last night, by the way.
Did you fall asleep during it?
No, I was mesmerized.
Oh, I mean, I didn't either. No.
The Georgia Tech game, you fell asleep. I know you did. But I'm sitting there, I was like, we get this game over with, and I can't walk away now.
You can't. You were fully committed. Yeah, I agree.
It was a heck of a game, and they've got a heck of a game there. Is Michigan trying to beat Ohio State for what would be the fourth consecutive time, and that probably wouldn't go over very well there. It's just my guess. But Michigan is with a serious threat there late in the game. Wisconsin wins on the basketball court here today, 74-53 over Chicago State. More to come as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired from medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Wisconsin defeats Chicago State this afternoon, 74-53. We are joined courtside by head coach Greg Gard. Again, the ability to get to the free throw line, John Tanjay specifically, your team is overall. It's one of those games where you could check the box, you won the game, and like Brian and I was saying, you then you fix what needs fixing, but
yeah.
You won by 21.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of good things other than making threes. I mean, you go 3-for-16 in a half, and you know, not, maybe we took too many, but I thought 14 of the 16, as we looked them all at all of them at halftime, were wide open.
Yeah,
you got to take it wide open.
Maybe one or two wasn't, but like that's yeah. What, but
You're typically not going to have all of them wide open if you're taking. But I thought second half, you know, you make 50% of them, you get to the free throw line, which was good. You know, and I thought defensively we did some decent things. It's a little unique matchup again with mobile parts and everybody shooting threes for them. So, you know, I know we know what we've come off of and we know what we got coming. So good to get through. I thought guys that, you know, even Cam Hunter, the little bit of time he did what we needed there at the end of the first half. Ricardo Greppi come in, and I always say make, no matter if you get 20 seconds or 39 minutes, make the most of it. And I thought Greppi came in and maximized his 2 minutes and 20 seconds, rebounding, physical, getting to the line. So all those things continue to add up as you keep. I thought Xavier Amos, once he got settled in, was a little more aggressive and did some good things. So a lot to learn from, but you know, when you shoot it well, everything looks perfect. When you don't, you got to find other ways to get it done.
When you look at this game and then obviously what's ahead of you, how hard is it to make sure you guys are dialed into this one? Just because they're 18, 22-year-old kids. They know what's ahead, even though you try to prep and you bring them in and you practice. It's human nature.
It is. And you come off of, you know, the days we had down at Greenbrier and stuff. You know, so it's you still got to play. And I think even when you don't shoot it well, we did some other good things. 17 assists on 23 baskets.
That was my biggest thing, too.
We shared it. And actually, analytically, we guarded pretty well. They were 25 on 35 in the first half and 28 on 29. So they're well under one. So that told me we were, you know, doing some good things there defensively. It's a concepts and rules game, Matt. We talked about this before. A lot of switching, a lot of dribble handoff, a lot of weave stuff and you end up with maybe mismatches to a degree, and you got to sit down and guard and plug our gaps. And, you know, I thought we were decent defensively. Not perfect by any means, but like I said, we got the ball to go in a little bit second half and got more to ourselves.
How hard is it to pull clips from a game like this? It's one of those things. That's what I told. Yeah. I told Matt. I said, you know, this is one where there's some things that show up that you don't necessarily need to show because it hasn't showed up throughout the season.
Yeah, and it's not
relevant. There's some that you know that, like, hey, this is a problem we've had throughout. We're going to keep showing it and keep showing it. Am I right in saying that? Is that kind of the same philosophy?
I mean, some of it is relevant. I think that's any game. There's things that are relevant and things that aren't. You know, if there's mainstays and constants that we see, we show those, and I show the good ones too.
Yep,
you know, I think
absolutely.
The thing in the second half was we threw the ball inside. How yes. simple is that? And we throw it inside, and we get fouled, and we shoot wide open threes.
Yeah, he tends to point that out, being a big a lot.
There was 18 minutes left in the second half, and I'm sitting back here just saying, Matt, can they just throw it in, please?
Yeah.
Like, can they just throw it in?
Sometimes you try to make it way more complicated than it needs to be, and then you are confused.
I'll back up. You're talking about Xavier Amos. I mean, we've talked the last couple of weeks. He's someone who could be, I don't know if wild card's the right word. It's probably not. But the athleticism, the versatility, as he continues to get more acclimated, he could be a pretty important piece to this.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing with him is just confidence. You know, and the confidence, when he has it, he's aggressive. When he doesn't, he's hesitant. And when you're hesitant, you're, you know, a step slow on things, both ends of the floor. So I noticed there at the end, he started to get a little more aggressive, started to settle in a little bit more. And that's something he's got to be able to come out of the gates with. He can't take as long to settle in and catch himself out of position in the first half where he was. It's a different role when you come in off the bench. You got to come in all guns blazing and on both ends of the floor. But I think that's something as he's, you know, continuing to grow in his game. I think his game is, quite frankly, young in terms of the experience that he's had and the things that he can add to his game. His potential is far greater than where he is right now with his own personal game.
So it makes this fun to watch for us and while you do what you do. So congrats, 8-0. That's pretty good. It's a heck of a start. I know business really picks up.
Yeah, it does. Deep water is coming.
Yeah, here we go. Let's do it. Well, enjoy this one. We'll see you soon.
We will. All right, thanks, guys.
Badgers head coach Greg Gahr joining us courtside as Wisconsin defeats Chicago State 74-53. We'll take one more break, then we'll get out of here because they're getting ready for a hockey game tonight. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, reminder, we have Wisconsin hockey tonight against Alaska Anchorage. They'll drop the puck at 8 o'clock. Brian Posick, Ian Perrin will get it rolling about 7:30 here at the Kohl Center. Come on out and join them. Otherwise, pick them up along many Badger Radio Network stations. Wisconsin takes care of business on the basketball court, 74-53. Then the fan of me, I always get excited knowing that the schedule ahead, including the Big Ten opener, got Little new look Michigan Wolverines rolling into town on Tuesday night.
Dude, they're coming off Fort Myers tip-off classic. They won as well. Wisconsin did that last year. But it's a new team that plays completely different. It should be a great matchup for Wisconsin. Another test for this team. So far, this team has answered all the tests that they've been put in front of them.
All right. Got a day game for you. It's good. It's not raining or snowing. So dry track for you to drive back home tonight.
Absolutely.
Good for you. All right. All right. That'll do it for us. Wisconsin a winner 74-53 over Chicago State. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay hoping you will join us on Tuesday night as the Badgers open Big Ten play by hosting the Michigan Wolverines. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes I'll come back from a concert with my kid or a dinner with my husband, and I'll think, man, it would be nice to find something to do that doesn't cost so gosh darn much. Today, I have a tip for something to fill your time and your heart, but not drain your wallet. Volunteering. Now hear me out. There's been a lot of research on this. It shows that volunteering can help you feel less stressed, less down, less worried. You can do it with your church or food bank. You can look for events that align with your interests. We love a Ren Fair and a beer festival over here. Volunteering can build social connections. It helps people feel less lonely, and that can keep you healthier and living longer. And when you volunteer, your brain releases all these great chemicals like serotonin or dopamine, things that just make you feel good. For more feel-good money tips, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
All eyes will be on Wisconsin when the NFL brings the 2025 Player Selection Draft to the state. 250,000 visitors are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Aaron Genrich.
You know, maybe we don't have as many hotel rooms as a Kansas City or a Detroit, but I think it's going to be incredibly positive, not just for Green Bay, but the state as a whole.
It's the second time Wisconsin hosted the draft, the first in 1939. Do you know where? Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer coming up.
It's really our obligation to pull people out of that campus when the draft activities aren't going on to make sure that they see all the sites that we have within our downtown and other places.
And with the main draft campus around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the Wisconsin location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the next day. The Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Seems home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forgets Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend.
W-R-J-N. You know.
WRJN.
Good sense, evil sense, crippling mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Occasions, but swaggers, but to your mind. Incense and compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and compliments, meaningless nouns. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
And politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Keep on spending sunny days. It's WRJN. Good afternoon. We've got basketball behind us. Congratulations. The Badgers remain undefeated, beating Chicago State today, 74-53. And now that the game is done, we've got a full weekend of timeless hits ahead of us.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I and sweet, I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I know, where you just have to wish to make it so. Thank you.
keep a-telling you right smack dab in the middle of town. I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof, up on the roof.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. My lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, give us the nice bright colors, give us the greens of summers, makes you think all. Everything looks worse in black and white.
Very warm today, but at least the sun is out. Feels good to see that, doesn't it? Good afternoon. I'm Chris Morrow on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Here we are rolling through Saturday afternoon. I've got Neil Diamond and Neil Sedaka coming up in the next hour. Rolling Stones are part of it, too. Let's keep on rolling through the afternoon hours with Dusty Springfield.
Oh, your hands, not in mine.